Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey y'all, welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast where Christ and Culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about You're Not From Around Here. And we're coming from the book. I cannot even take myself serious. And we're coming from the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verses 8 through 9. So grab your journals. But before we get into today's word, I got a quick little announcement for y'all. 11:11, God, please send me some godly friends. Girls' night is coming quickly, surely but quickly. And the link for the girls' night will be up this Friday. Yes, this Friday, actually Thursday night at midnight. The link will be up. I'm going to post it on my TikTok story as well as my Instagram story. It's going to be in the description for Friday's podcast episode. It is going to be an ultimate godly girls' night, and I'm so excited. I've been brainstorming on my first ever event that I had in 2017, and it was the Polished Pillow Party. It was about prayer, purpose, partners, and it was a night full of girls talk and us with pillows and food and gifts. And I'm just so excited to be having another girls' night. And what I want most for this girls' night is for it to feel very, very intimate. I was going to go with an event space, but I feel like when you go to an event and you walk into an event space, it's kind of intimidating because it almost feels like you walking into a classroom a little bit. And I wanted to feel like you coming up to the hotel or the Airbnb and you knocking on the door and it's just like gang just pulled up. That's the vibe that I want this girls' night to give. So all of the details, I actually have two spaces that I'm torn between, but it will be finalized by this Friday. And that is when the link is going up. It is going to be the ultimate godly girls' night. 11:11, God, please send me some godly friends. Don't be afraid to come along, because if you know anything about my events or my girls' night, if you watch them on my YouTube, you are going to mingle and interact with everybody. You can come by yourself. If you want to bring your bestie, you can bring your bestie, but I'm letting you know, you're not going to be clinging to your bestie all night. You're going to get a chance to talk and interact with everybody, because I love activities. This is not a Christian conference. Okay, we're not coming to sit down and just listen to me talk. It's going to be workshops and activities, because I like to get moving. Like y'all know, I'm a very hyper energetic person. I love creating little obstacles and little things for you to do, little games for us to play. This is a girls' night, okay? God is at the center of it, but this is a girls' night, a night for you to hang out with me. Of course, we're going to talk about God. Of course, I'm going to include an interactive discussion, but we're going to be having some fun, okay? So the link is going up. Y'all can hear the excitement in my voice. Girl, calm down. The link is going up this Friday. This Friday. I'm going to remind y'all on Wednesday. I'm going to remind y'all Friday morning. There is a cutoff. I'm letting y'all know now, there is a cutoff. There's a cutoff date and there's a cutoff amount of people, because I need to know how many people are coming so that I could properly prepare. And also, I don't want us to be too crowded. Like, I want a chance to connect with each one of you guys and to show you guys the importance of godly community. And I don't want anybody to feel like they weren't heard or they weren't seen. Like, this is going to be the girls' night as if we've been friends for years. And I'm just so excited. So enough of that. The link is going up this Friday, okay? It's going to be on my Instagram story. I'm going to post the flyer. It's going to be in the description for Friday's episode. It's going to be on my TikTok. I'm going to post the flyer. Y'all can share the flyer. Bring your friends. Send a text out to a friend. Let your friends know. It is going to be in the Broward, Miami area. So you might have to take a little road trip. But it's going to be worth it, okay? This is, again, this is not a conference, okay? This is not a conference. I know y'all paid $300 to go sit at a conference and listen to a person talk, and then you go home because you ain't had no interaction. You got a word, and that was great. But this is the different vibe, okay? We finna have a time. We gonna have a time that night. So I'm so excited. 11:11, God, please send me some godly friends. The link is dropping this Friday, October 27th. At midnight. So be ready. And I will also let you know what you need to wear, because it's not a girls' night if we don't coordinate the outfits. I mean, it's only right? See you at the girls' night. All right, now that we got that announcement out the way, let's get into today's episode. So y'all know I love when my episodes start off with a little story time. And that's what today's starting off with. We coming from the book of life first. But yesterday was church and me and my mom was on our way to church together. And we were driving. So where I stay is a predominantly white neighborhood. And the thing about my neighborhood, if you're from Florida and if you knew where I stay, everybody knows that my neighborhood is what you would call like a hot neighborhood because there's always so many police officers. Like even before I stayed in this neighborhood, when I stayed in the hood, we would avoid, or a lot of people would avoid coming to this neighborhood because you know the officers be out. Like they just be waiting to catch somebody in this neighborhood. So everybody know that about where I stay. So yesterday me and my mom were going to church and we're leaving my neighborhood and we saw this car that like sped around us and started speeding down the street. Now there's this particular street that the police officers is always on because it's right next to a police station. So they be there 24/7. So we're on this street and this car sped around us speeding down this street. And my mom said, oh, they're not from around here. I automatically can know that you're not from around here because I can tell by the way that you're driving on this street because everybody from around here or everybody from this city knows that this is a hot area and that police is always on this street waiting to pull people over. And when the car sped around us and sped forward, I looked at the tag and it was a tag from out of state, which confirmed that they weren't from around here. But my mom was able to call out and say that they weren't from around here just by the way that they were moving. So as we're on our way to church, she said, just kept replaying in my head, they're not from around here. They're not from around here. It wasn't anything that they said. She didn't even get to see how they looked. Just by the way that they were moving, she was able to tell that they weren't from around here. And she was correct because she's familiar with the area. She's familiar with what goes on in this community, what goes on in this atmosphere. And what God showed me is God said, this is why I prepare my children and I take them through seasons of process and preparation before I elevate them, because the same way your mom was able to see that that person wasn't from around here, that's how the enemy is able to see that you're out of position when I elevate you to a new level. He can tell by the way that you're moving that you never had this type of influence before. He can tell by the way that you moving that you never had this type of money before. He can tell by the way that you're moving that you never been in this type of environment before. So because the enemy is able to look at you and see based on the way that you move, I have to prepare you before I take you to new levels of purpose, because if I don't, you'll stick out like a sore thumb. If I don't prepare you before I take you to new levels of purpose, it'll be people able to say she don't belong here and she's not used to this and she ain't never had nothing before and she's gonna lose it before she even get it, because you're sticking out like a sore thumb. So I take my children through the process. And even though they complain about the process and they complain about the waiting season and they complain about the pain and the stripping and the stretching, I take my children through seasons of preparation and process, because the last thing I need is somebody saying she not from around here. See, God showed me that the thing about not being from around here is that it makes you an easy target. You're an easy target. It's easy to take you out. It's easy to trip you up. It's easy to trick you out your spot. It's easy to rob you of what you're blessed with, because you're sticking out like a sore thumb and we can tell you're not from around here. But God says, when I take my children through a process, when I take my children through a season of preparation, when I make my children wait and go slow instead of rushing to what I have for them, I educate them. And I give them wisdom of what my will is calling them to. So I let them know that in this area, you're going to have to move slow. I let them know that in this area, you're going to have to talk less. I let them know that in this area, you're going to have to be on your P's and Q's, because this area or this season isn't like the last season. God said, when you try to skip the season of process, when you try to skip the season of preparation, you stick out like a sore thumb and the enemy is able to say she's not from around here. She's not equipped for this. She's not used to this. And now it's easy for me to trick her. Now it's easy for me to tempt her. Now it's easy for me to set her up, because she's in a vulnerable state because she's not from around here. God showed me that as his children, he takes us through slow seasons. He takes us through seasons of preparation and process, because he's pruning us for where he's calling us to, so that we don't stick out like a sore thumb, so that we don't be misplaced, so that we don't get in this new environment and mess up because we're moving like we used to move back where we from. My mama was thinking to us, if you're not in the state that you came from, baby, you must don't know how they do over here. They will pull you over quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm talking about they be standing in the bushes. You think because you don't see a police car that they not here, they be in the bushes with their gun just waiting to catch somebody slipping. You're clearly not from around here. So when I sat down to do my quiet time, God told me to read the book of Ephesians chapter 3. In Ephesians chapter 3, the verses that stood out to me is verse 8 and 9. And it says, although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things. The first thing that God allowed to stand out to me is verse 8, where it says, although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people. And what God showed me is God said, where I'm taking you and what I've called you to, you're the less of the least, but you are more than enough because you are within me. Because with me, I qualify you. With me, I raise you up. With me, I make you more than enough. I understand that the season that I'm promising you, you may feel like you're not good enough for it. You may feel like you're not qualified for it. You may feel like you're not equipped for it. And you in your flesh, you're not. But with me, you're more than enough. So I need you to know that where I'm calling you to, it may be intimidating because you've never been here before. It may be intimidating because you don't know this neighborhood. It may be intimidating. You've never worked at this position. It may be intimidating because you've never took this type of salary. But God said, I want you to understand that when I call you to something, it's so big and it's so much that you are going to be the least of the least. But with me, you're more than enough. The second thing that God allowed to stand out to me is the end of verse 9, where it says, which for ages past was kept hidden in God. And God said to me, you see where it says hidden in God? That is what makes my children more than enough. The fact that they're hidden in me. So see, when you're driving a car in that neighborhood, you speed through because you don't know no better. You speed through because you don't know this neighborhood. You speed through because you don't know it's hot over here. But when you're hidden in me, I take the wheel. When you're hidden in me, I control the speed. When you're hidden in me, I'm in control of the direction. And I know how fast or how slow to drive in this season because I know the environments in the area more than you do. So because I'm in control, when you're hitting in me, there's no place that you can't go because I know all places. It says hidden in God who created all things. So see, when you try to go through life and go through seasons and get to your purpose within your own strength, God says there's many things that's hidden from you that you don't know. But as long as you hide in me, as long as you stay with me, as long as you're led by me, I know when to speed up and when to slow down. I know when to make a left and when to make a right. I know when not to go and when to take off running. God said, when you're hidden in me, I direct you and I know every area for you to place your feet. So today's seed is the hidden in God seed. Because Father God, I thank you for reminding me. I thank you for reminding us that there will be places where you call us to go and there is purpose with our name attached to it. But it's in areas that we've never been in before. It's in environments that we've never even thought we would be able to enter. It's in opportunities that we didn't even think we were qualified for. But because we are hidden in you, because we continue to seek after you, because we find our identity and our worth in you, you qualify us for the things that we know deep in our heart we're not qualified for, but we understand that the only way that we are going to succeed in this season, the only way that we are going to elevate to expansion, the only way that we are going to prosper in this purpose in the season that you have for us is if we stay hidden in you. So Father God, we submit every part of our being to you and we proudly say, I am hidden in God, because the last thing I want to do is stick out like a sore thumb. The last thing I want to do is be speeding through a season that's hot. The last thing I want to do is be speeding on a block that's hot. The last thing I want to be is to be talking loud in a room that's already working against me. Father God, I understand that what you've promised me and what you've anointed me for and what you're calling me to is much bigger than me. And if I try to do this thing on my own, I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb. If I try to do this thing on my own, I may risk the chance of getting pulled over because I don't know how to move. But as long as I'm hidden in you, there's no limits to what I can do. And you can sow the hidden in God seed to $ The Christian Bay or PayPal Zelle TheChristianBay at gmail.com. Hidden in God. My mama said, he not from around here. Because if we speed everywhere else, we don't speed on this road. And God said, this is the things that my children don't know. See, there's people on the outside that can see where God is taking you. And if you're not hidden in Him, they can try to sabotage it because you're in a vulnerable state. You've never been this version of you before. You've never stepped into this type of season. You've never been stretched to this type of capacity. And God said, as long as you hide in me, there's nothing that can touch you or stop your feet from where I'm leading them to. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast, to be in your presence. Father God, thank you for allowing us to be hidden by you. A lot of times we complain about being hidden. We complain about seasons of waiting and seasons of process and preparation. But Father God, today we rejoice and we thank you because the seasons where you have hidden us, you're covering us from things that we don't even know can harm us, from things that we don't even know we need to be covered from. So Father God, today we boldly claim that we are okay with being hidden by you when you see it fit, Father God. Don't allow us to come out prematurely, Father God. Release us when we're ready. Release us in your perfect time and release us in your perfect will and have your way, Father God. Today we sow the hidden in God seed and we say, I proudly hide in the presence of God because in his presence is all things. In his presence is going to create a version of me that I never thought I could be. So Father God, I am proud to say I'm hidden in you. And I pray that you do all the work that you see fit. Make me the version of me that you saw me as when I was in my mother's womb. Father God, today I give you permission to have your way. And I sow the hidden in God seed and I stand there content and patient, waiting on your perfect will and your process to be complete. Father God, we thank you for your will. We thank you for your process. We thank you for your preparation. We thank you for being a God that's all knowing, that covers every corner, that dots all of our I's and crosses all of our T's. We thank you, Father God, for being more wise. Father God, we thank you for covering us and shielding and protecting us. At all times, even when we think we know what's best, we thank you for still making our crooked path straight. We love you, Father God, and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. Oh yeah, y'all, we definitely hit that million. We're actually at 1.2 million. Thank you guys so much for commenting on the TikTok. Thank you for having faith and believing and standing in the gap with me. I appreciate you guys so much. I love you guys so much. And I'll talk to you on the next episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. Bye.